This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. And joining us from the palatial enclave that is, in fact, Austin, Texas, from the truthaboutguns.com is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well, you haven't. Was nothing potting up there when we were coming in?
Yeah, I lost the sound of the intro. I wasn't sure if line had dropped or what. But
well, I don't know what happened either. It's one of the drama of radio.
That's just what makes it interesting.
I know. It's something you don't get to experience in the print world, but believe me, it happens on a daily basis, and it's, I don't know that I'd call it necessarily a good thing, to be quite honest with you. Anyway, BioFire, the BioFire smart gun, trying to make fetch happen. You talked about a segment that my pal Markle did on the Student of the Gun podcast about the BioFire gun. I've talked about the BioFire gun. But you contacted BioFire and you gave them a chance to respond to this. What did you discover from them?
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, we ran a promo or something noting that Paul Markle at Student of the Gun had done one of his podcasts and was talking about the BioFire, wondering whether it's a misfire or the problem. And he was overall critical of, I think, smart guns in general and the BioFire design specifically, based on some of its features and things like that. So I was in contact with BioFire, and they wanted to address some of the questions that he raised during his podcast. So they did that. They wrote up a question and answer kind of format thing and kind of went point by point, because as Mr. Markle noted, you know, there's, I don't know if people have seen the promotional video for it, but it shows a family in their living room watching TV, and the BioFire is up on a shelf, you know, like on a bookshelf, like a trophy or something like that, right there in the open. It's not the smallest or most svelte thing in the world. Obviously, this has got a lot of electronics in it. It has a two-system a two-measure system for identifying authorized users. It can either identify you through your fingerprint, or there's actually apparently a little camera in the back of the slide that looks at you and can identify you, do a face recognition thing like your iPhone. And it only takes one of those two things to authorize use of the gun. And obviously, Paul was wondering how long that takes. How long the battery lasts, you know, what if, you know, that a lot of people don't just keep a gun to use at home, especially now that we've got 27 states where you can carry a gun without a permit. It's a big chunky gun. Are people going to carry that thing? Are there going to be holsters? Will the authentication work, the fingerprint, if you're wearing a glove, because people do wear gloves, probably not, obviously. If your hand's wet, you know, if it's bloody, whatever. A lot of the usual concerns people have whenever you're talking about introducing electronics to a tool like a handgun, where there's all kinds of forces involved, and a tool on which people rely to protect themselves, to defend their lives and those of their families.
Well, you know, I just did a Form 1, and I did it on the silencer shop kiosk, which has a touchpad that's designed to take your fingerprints on. It's really quite ingenious the way it's sort of set up. They've actually come up with a very, very good idea. And I'm not under any stress when I'm doing the fingerprints or anything, but I did have to clean my hands with hand sanitizer each time I did a fingerprint.
Oh, really?
In order for it to pick up the fingerprint legibly. Now, this is on this is on something designed to catch my fingerprints. And with this, given the fact that it's sort of a... I'm going to presume it's something with, built within the grip of the gun.
Right. I think that's accurate. Again, I haven't seen one in person myself yet, but that's got to be my understanding. They claim that if you, when you pick up the gun, it will recognize your fingerprint and unlock the gun within 1 second.
Right. Well, the other thing, the thing that strikes me most about this is the same thing that I see as the Achilles heel in anything that is out there that is electronic today, which is the lithium ion battery.
Right.
Now, given what we saw in Florida when they had that hurricane come in and some of these Teslas got immersed in some salt water and then the lithium ion batteries basically ignited and could not be put out. Based on what we've seen with Samsung with the spontaneous combustion of some of their lithium-ion batteries, here we have a utensil that is actually designed to be in a, you know, a stressful operation. Plus, it's going to have a slide going back and forth, creating stress and shock and awe and everything on the frame. And we're just supposed to sit there and go, "Oh, it's got a lithium-ion battery. It'd be great."
Yeah. There are a lot of variables. Any handgun can malfunction. Even, you know, traditional semi-automatic handguns, even a revolver can have a problem. Can get out of time, whatever. You can have a problem. When you combine the normal functions of any handgun with electronic, then you're multiplying the potential for a problem. Now, that said, my guess is, and I'm sure this is what BioFire is relying on, is that this is going to take away the objections of some people that otherwise would not have a handgun in their home.
Sure.
People that are worried about a kid picking it up or anybody else picking it up, somebody stealing it, you know, allegedly if this thing is stolen, nobody else can use it. So that's going to be their market. To that extent, wonderful. I have no problem with it. My only problem with smart guns comes in when you have politicians who then want to mandate them and mandate the technology in them and force people to buy them. People who, if they're going to own a firearm, they have to own a firearm with so-called smart technology in it.
Right.
That's where I and most other gun owners have a serious problem.
Well, I mean, there's one other problem. I'm going to point that out before we move on to the next topic, but that's coming up in the next segment. This article is at thetruthaboutguns.com, which is the biggest breaking news outlet you can find with regards to the gun culture, Second Amendment stuff, technological stuff, gun review stuff, whatever's new, whatever's happening politically, whatever, they are involved in it, they are looking at it, and they're breaking it down and presenting it to you daily. 7 days a week. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. That was horrible. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, we were just discussing the biofire gun. Here's the problem with the biofire gun. And you tell me, do you have children, don't you? Are they all grown now, gone and out of here?
He's grown and out.
Do you have any grandkids that come around?
I do not have.
Okay.
That.
So back in the 90s, remember those Windows handheld computers that were like big, fat, palm computers, and they were in color and everything?
Mm-hmm.
I got one of those off of eBay, and I could never really do anything functional with it. And I gave it over to my 11-year-old son, who just turned it into just all kinds of stuff. Because he was young, and he was clever, and he had a mind that was open to things, and he didn't get frustrated by stuff. And he was able to make that work. Now, one of the premises that they're making in this, right, is that you can just leave it out here in the middle of the house, and it's safe. But it is a piece of digital electronics.
Yeah, it is. And by its nature, there's always a way to defeat that somehow. Now, the question is, how much work does that take?
Right.
How smart do you have to be to do that? What tools do you need to get that done? That's one of the questions that the folks from BioFire addressed here with us, because they're worried about people being able to remotely access or maybe even remotely defeat the gun and, you know, not let people use it. And they point out that there is no onboard Wi-Fi, there's no Bluetooth, there's no GPS or anything like that, which some previously touted and I might say failed smart gun designs had. And people were, that's something that concerned a lot of people. But the BioFire doesn't have that at all.
Right.
Again, it's got a battery, and it either authenticates you by facial recognition or your fingerprint.
Right. But it also is, it can be adjusted and accept 5 different profiles.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, not just a one user in the house.
Right.
Is authorized to use the gun. You can do a number of people. You know, you and your wife can be authorized to use the gun, and obviously none of the kids. So however you want to set it up.
Yeah. I could see where the Gen Zers would look at this and go, look, this is great. It's a gun that we can have children and they'll never shoot themselves with it. I know who their target is going to be. I get it. I understand. You look at the Gen Zers today and they're a complete and total mess, but that's all beside the point. I just was looking at that and I just thought, hey, this is one of them their things. So let's go to the Washington Post, and they decided to do a hit piece on the Sig P320.
Yeah, this is a story that's been building for a few years now, obviously. We first wrote about it back in 2021 after ABC did a couple of reports on it, and we found some problems then. And with the story, and there are even more problems now. Story was written by a writer who works for Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun site, The Trace, along with a Washington Post reporter. And they interviewed a number of people who have filed suit against Sig Sauer claiming that the P320 pistol is prone to firing on its own with nobody pulling the trigger at all. Now, some of your listeners may remember that when the P320 was new, it was discovered that there was a drop safety problem with it. These current lawsuits have nothing to do with drop safety. Those early guns, that early generation of P320s, Sig had a voluntary upgrade program. Most people sent them in and got their guns upgraded. That was an issue with the weight of the trigger. If you dropped the gun on a certain part of the slide, the trigger would depress and fire. Again, that's not what we're talking about here. These are people who claim that they're just walking along and their gun just goes bang.
Only Alec Baldwin guns could do that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he didn't pull his trigger at all. It just went boom. Surprisingly large number of these people who are claiming this are police officers. And one of the things we noticed is just the number of these things. Sig has made about 2.5 million P320 since they first came out, which I think back in 2014, I think. About 500,000 of those are in the hands of the military, and the other 2 million plus are owned by civilians and law enforcement agencies. There are 70 lawsuits against SIG in all those years pending, or have ever been filed against SIG, to my knowledge. That is a very small number. I pointed out that it doesn't matter what product you make. If you make line trimmers, if you make automobiles, if you make firearms, there are going to be people that do stupid things with your product, stupid and or dangerous things with them. And then when something bad happens, they're going to try to deflect blame, and then a certain number of them are going to try to cash in from what they did. That's just a fact of life in a litigious society that's going to happen. A huge number, I think most of these lawsuits are filed by police officers because they carry these things typically every day. Unlike most people, most civilians who own them. While there are a lot of police agencies that use the P320, far more police departments and other law enforcement agencies use Glock. I don't have access to the number of lawsuits that have been filed against Glock, and I could ask the company so I'm blue in the face, and I'm sure they would never tell me. But Glock has been the subject of these same suits, these same claims. There have been articles that went to one. It was the Los Angeles Times.
About I tell you what, hold up right there, because I want to get into this, because this sort of lays the groundwork. This is actually a very good defense of the SIG P220, so I want to be able to let you have that. This article is available at thetruthaboutguns.com if you have a SIG P320. My problem with the SIG P320 is not that it went off prematurely. Mine never had that happen. That's never been a problem for me. But what they're trying to say is not factually true, so that's why I'm interested in this. This is at thetruthaboutguns.com. T-Tag, as they call themselves, all one word, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. New rules for airline accountability have been outlined by President Biden. The proposals include changes in the way passengers are compensated for controllable flight delays.
If your flight is very delayed or canceled, and the airline could have prevented that from, you deserve more than just being getting the price of your ticket.
Airlines would be required to offer compensation beyond refunds, which would include the cost of hotel rooms, meals, and transportation. Tomorrow's the day President Biden will meet with top congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. Republicans want budget cuts tied to raising the debt limit, but the White House would like a clean bill that would just raise the limit. The National Association of Government Employees is suing the Biden administration over a law that sets the nation's debt limit. The union says the law is unconstitutional because it gives the president and treasury secretary authority to decide which payments to prioritize if the U.S. hits its debt limit. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back, and I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We're talking about this hit piece on the SIGP 320, and they're talking about the guns, just they're just walking around with it in the holster, and it just goes off. And no telling what happens after that, but I mean, you were about to get into the stuff about a story coming out of the Washington Post, which I think is very illustrative to understand whenever they field a new weapons system.
So. Yeah, well, there are a couple. I mean, back when the Glock was new, people were claiming, oh my gosh, this is an inherently dangerous design. This is a striker-fired pistol without a safety. Someone in the gun media even wrote an op-ed back in the Los Angeles Times, May of 2015, saying why police shouldn't use Glock, and claiming it was inherently dangerous design and people shouldn't have striker-fired guns, or shouldn't carry striker-fired guns without safety, especially cops. Well, again, it comes down to training and people knowing the proper and safe use of firearms. The Washington Post itself ran an expose on the Washington D.C. Police Department, and the first 10 years that they switched over from, I'm guessing, revolvers to Glock, their cops had 120. One more time, 120 negligent discharges. There was a huge investigation. A lot of people were blaming the guns. There's got to be something wrong with the Glock. Obviously, this is inherently dangerous design. Turns out, no. The Washington Post itself found out that this was wholly due to a lack of training, cops almost never using or training with their guns. One guy came in and brought his gun into an armorer, and they took it apart, and it had been so long since used it, there was a spider's nest inside his gun. And it says, DC police officials repeatedly study the phenomena of accidental discharges, invariably concluding that there was no fundamental problem with the Glock itself as long as the users were properly trained. Well, what do you think the same thing is, that went on with a Glock is now going on with a P320? These are, again, most of these lawsuits are coming from police officers. And the reason these happen is because when a police officer has a negligent discharge, he stands to lose his job. For number one, it's really embarrassing. Number two, he stands to lose his job. So he has a great incentive to, one, deflect blame. Number two, blame the gun and then sue the company saying that this thing just went off. You know, my gosh.
There's been a theory put forth about this called where they're blaming this on legal momentum.
Exactly. Exactly. So what happens is you get some of these and then you get plaintiff's attorneys who then are out looking for these things to happen and recruiting people who have had negligent discharges with their P320 and saying, well, that wasn't your fault. Let's sue SIG. They obviously they're marketing a defective design here. It's just there's a lot of incentives on the part of the plaintiff's attorney to recruit people like that and try to cash in as well. Even more, if you look in detail at a lot of the claims that people are making, you find real problems. And these are problems that people like the two writers, these two quote-unquote journalists, didn't even recognize when they wrote it. They used some of these questionable circumstances as support in their article, saying that the P320 is somehow inherently dangerous. Example, it's a gentleman, a 74-year-old retired Air Force veteran. The implication here is, well, he was in the military. Obviously, he knows how to handle a gun, right? What they wrote is, his story is, as he inspected his weapon for a chambered round, it fired a bullet through his hand, Winningham said. Let's examine that for a minute. First of all, if he was press-checking his gun to see if there was a round in the chamber, why was his hand in front of the muzzle?
Yeah, you almost never do that one.
No, you don't. Was he pulling the trigger to see if it was loaded? If he was, again, why was his hand in front of the muzzle? That isn't the kind of story anyone who knows anything about guns would use to support the case that there's something wrong with the P320. That's insane. One other one. A school resource officer in Florida actually had video of this one.
Yeah.
This is really insane. This is someone who had a documented case of quote-unquote fidgeting with his gun. And he was standing in a middle school lunch line, and they actually included security video of this guy partially unholstering his gun and putting it back down, and that's when it fired. Fortunately, and there are kids all around him, fortunately no one was hurt. But the Pasco County Sheriff said, according to the Sheriff Cross, he admitted to having who's the school resource officer, admitted to having a habit of fidgeting with his gun, and a student also told investigators he had seen Cross, quote unquote, fool with his gun in the past. Again, they use this, the writers use this as support that there's allegedly something wrong with the gun when you've got a video of a guy playing with his gun partially drawing it in the school cafeteria for no apparent reason. Something obviously got in his holster, because as the sheriff himself said, only one thing caused that gun to go off. It was him. That was from the Pasco County Sheriff.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, guns are like airplanes. The most dangerous time to be on an airplane is when it's landing and when it's taken off.
Right.
So the most where people are going to have their most injuries or the most negligent discharges is going to be when they're drawing or putting it back in the holster.
When they're handling.
Yeah, when they're handling.
If you carry a gun, don't touch it.
Yeah.
Just leave it there.
I never pull.
Unless you touch it.
So, like, when I go to a restroom, right, I use a sticky holster, so that means I take the entire holster, gun, and everything out. The trigger guard stays mm-hmm. covered. I set that aside while I use the restroom, and then I stick it back in place, and I don't pull the gun out and go, let me check and make sure I'm still in it. You know, I don't do. I don't mess with it. Once it's in the holster, unless it comes out of the holster, I do not check it again. So
exactly.
It goes into the holster exactly. in a firing posture, and I leave it that way, and I don't mess with it. And the only time I've had a negligent discharge with one has been when I was using a very flexible holster in it, and it got bunched up. And as I put it in an off-body carry bag, and I don't remember the name brand, but it was one of those cloth holsters that went around with Velcro and everything, and it got bunched up. And never have used that again mm-hmm. either. That was a very lucky instance on my part. But anyway, interesting story about how they're trying to take something which is obviously operator error. That part of the SIG P320 is operator error.
Yeah, exactly.
Without a doubt.
And there are two. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, without a doubt, that's a very good article. I'm glad you guys put it out there. You guys have been fighting a good fight on that one. And you can find this at thetruthaboutguns.com, where they do this kind of thing on a daily basis. And, now there's a couple of foreign countries out there that are going on. Or no, we're going to talk about some prosecutors. That's the fun one, yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And I don't know about you, Dan, but I've been doing the happy dance since Kim Gardner started looking for a job as a nurse.
You're not the only one. Everybody in St. Louis is pretty happy.
Do you know how many cases she has dismissed in a very short period of time as the district attorney?
I don't. I'm from St. Louis, and I was actually there last weekend for a wedding.
12,000.
12,000.
12.
I read in the St. Louis paper yesterday that her prosecutor staff is down by two-thirds.
Yeah.
They're recruiting help from the local law firms, so that they can sort of rebuild the prosecutor's office. In the wake of her now finally mercifully being gone. I don't know if you saw this, but Mark McCluskey at that news filmed a little video standing on his porch with a glass of champagne, wishing her a bon voyage yesterday, and tweeted that out. She was just, I mean, there are Soros-backed progressive prosecutors all over the country in Blue City, but she is far and away the most disastrous of all of them. She's been a good career prosecutors who had been in that office for a long time, bailed, made for the hills, and the office was decimated, and one of the last straws was, I think it was 2 weeks ago, they had a murder trial that was scheduled to start, and no one from the prosecutor's office showed up.
Yep.
And the judge then has asked her to show cause why she shouldn't be held in contempt of court.
Well, that's very hard to do that. I mean, one of their strategies has been to do that, to just not show up enough times to where they finally have to dismiss the case.
Well, in fact, what they were also doing is they would do no work on the case. and then the day before the trial, they would dismiss the charges. And then the next day, they would file charges again, resetting the clock. And you know how long it takes, for the wheels of justice to grind. So a new trial day would be set out months in advance again. So that's, again, how they would get around this. They were gaming the system that way. It was just horrible. And that, of course, is why St. Louis, or a contributing reason why St. Louis has the violent crime rate
that it does. I was not aware of that number of cases that it's in.
I want to ask a question that I have never heard anybody ask before. Now, I understand that a prosecutor has a lot of latitude when it comes to the way they do their job. I understand that. They're an elected official in these places where they are elected. However, knowing what we know about what they're doing and what's happening in these cities where they're in charge, how is this permissible in a republic? I know it's up to the voters and everything, and I know San Francisco's recalled one. L.A. recalled one and kept him.
Well, yeah. That recall effort, from what I've read, it was badly mismanaged by the people who were trying to get D.A. Gascon removed. Exactly. But you're right. Prosecutors, by the nature of their job, have a lot in what's called prosecutorial discretion. There are cases when, you know, there are extenuating circumstances and you choose not to bring a case. And there are, you know, they have a lot of latitude as to who they prosecute and who they don't. But one of the hallmarks of these so-called progressive prosecutors has been they're just large sections of criminal code they simply will not prosecute. We saw this in New York when his name just went right out of my head, but the New York DA was elected, took office. Yeah, Alvin Bragg, I'm sorry. And immediately wrote a memo to all of his prosecutors and said, here are the laws we will no longer prosecute. And he caught a lot of hell from that, including from Mayor Eric Adams, who had run after the disaster that was the Bill de Blasio administration. He ran on not a strict law and order campaign. He promised to try to bring some sanity back to do something about the crime problem in New York. Well, and then what happens is you get Alvin Bragg coming in, but here's the huge sections of the New York criminal code that I won't even bother to prosecute. What does that do? That sends a message out to the criminal community. You can do what you want. This is why we see mobs of people attacking convenience stores, grocery stores, pharmacies, that kind of thing, walking in, filling up trash bags, and walking out. This is why we see store after store in San Francisco these days leaving. We're talking about big name stores, people like Nordstrom, people like CVS, Walgreens, lots of retailers are just abandoning Whole Foods. They had a store open for only about a year, and they just literally could not stay in business because they were being broken into and they're being attacked, and there was just, it was a constant problem. And police a lot of times wouldn't even bother to respond because they knew that even if they arrested someone, they weren't going to be prosecuted.
Right.
So, yeah, this is what it goes to the story on our site about these blue cities having the highest crime rate in the country. Cities like Richmond, Virginia, Memphis, Durham, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., and others. New Orleans, St. Louis, Detroit.
They're all over the place. I mean, in Texas, in Austin, right? You just had a guy convicted by a Soros DA.
We did.
Perry.
And that, yeah, exactly. That is, my guess is that he's going to be pardoned by the governor. But, yeah, we now have the Texas DPS helping the Austin Police Department patrol the streets here because the APD was down so far.
Yeah.
And now we've got far less crime. The latest number we've seen is 25% less violent crime. And people on the left are screaming because there's a problem, because they can't stand that. They think there's got to be some sort of discriminatory application of the law that's causing that.
Well, in San Francisco, they've had to put the National Guard on the ground in San Francisco.
I had not heard that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're the people of the Tenderloin in San Francisco, which is a zoo now. You got to walk out there with snake resistant boots covered in garbage bags to cover you up from everything that's on the ground. They put the National Guard on the ground to try to. They're not doing anything other than supporting what's already there. They're not actually on the ground.
Uh-huh.
But they're calling it the occupation of the Tenderloin.
Yeah, the reestablishment of law and order is just anathema to progressive.
At some point, I'm waiting for George Soros to fund the wrong thing, because I'm thinking at some point somebody's going to look at him. I mean, he is a genuine threat with some of the stuff he's doing. I mean, somebody's going to look at this and they're going to regard him for what he is. Yeah.
He's been awfully successful. He targeted these people, or in these positions. He's left the position in these cities and funded them heavily, because he's got many billions of dollars, so he can afford to do it. And he mostly got these people elected. And he's only lost a few of them. I mean, Chase Boudin in San Francisco is an exception.
Right.
Most of these people are still there, and now he's lost Kim Gardner. And that's really going to be interesting, because of the politics and the way St. Louis is constructed, her replacement is going to be appointed by a Republican governor. So you can have a Republican appointed prosecutor in a deep blue city, and that's really going to be fun to watch.
Running out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. As always,
thetruthaboutguns.com. Go check out what Mr. Zimmerman does on a daily basis. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.